You're listening to Come Curious, the one where we talk about threesome fails.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm ready for this one.
We love people's turmoil. And the drama. Can't wait for this. This is like a whole dedicated episode to the curious fuckers fail stories. I actually can't wait for this.
Yeah, we love getting in your stories, let alone when they include threesomes and threesomes going wrong. So also, I'm just about to embark on a journey of threesomes, I guess, in my life.
Yes.
So I need to know all the things I should not be doing.
Yeah,
from you guys.
I mean, we've all been there. We've all had like the embarrassing stories, haven't we?
Yeah,
and they are what make us. If anyone listening now has had that sort of icky, embarrassing, shameful time, like that's part of being human. That's part of the sexual experience. You got to go through it. It's like, you know, rite of passage.
Yeah, for sure. So Reed, before we get into the threesome stuff, do you have any updates?
I have an update, but I don't know. I'm ready to say this on the podcast, yeah.
Oh.
An update that happened this morning.
Oh.
Am I ready? Are we ready?
I mean, I'm always ready, so...
I feel like I need to wait a moment. I feel like I need... Because it happens so fresh, I need to wait and really digest if I'm ready to say on the podcast yet. It's not even that much of a big deal, but it's kind of along the lines of like DDLG kind of situation.
Oh, hot.
Very, very, very hot.
Fuck. I love a bit of DDLG.
I think I'm going to wait and make sure I speak to Jacob first before I plaster
We're
all over.
We're on tenterhooks for the next episode then.
Next episode.
I also left last episode on a bit of a cliffhanger.
Oh my God, you did. Yes. Okay, yes. Okay, but what I can tell you.
Okay.
Did I tell you about the failed home invasion situation that happened?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, this happened. There was a miscommunication between Jacob and I. And for 6 months, I gave him a set of my house keys and was like, you know, like, I know we're not living together yet, but like, what, my home is your home.
Yes.
And so he had these keys and he came to stay over one weekend. Basically, I sent him a message saying like, oh, you can use your keys with like, the devil emoji with the, you know, the purple ones and shit like that. He misunderstood that, or I shouldn't have maybe written it there. And he saw this as like, naughty, naughty, like, I'm ready and prepared for you. This was a Friday night. It was our date night. I was all like dressed up. I was ready for like cute cuddle date night. I had cooked dinner for us. I was like literally waiting for him to get through the door. And he was like, okay, fuck, I'm going to come in and like horny emoji must mean it's home invasion time. Go, go, go. This is a scenario we've spoken about quite a few times before that we want to do it. And yeah, so he busts in, opens the door, busts in. He's wrapped a fucking T-shirt round his head, like a black T-shirt. I'm there like, oh my God, hi, baby. And then I'm like, my face drops and I sense the situation. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Because... I've just like clocked what's fucking gone down, and he comes over and he grabs me, and I'm like in freeze mode because I'm like, wait a second, the dinner's on the hob, it is nearly ready, I'm like not prepared for this, and I'm there and I'm like, wait, and obviously like in the motion, in the moment, it's like you're supposed to fight and fight back. I'm fighting, but not in like a playful fighting way. I'm fighting in a freeze way. I'm just like not moving, and he's dragging me to my bed. And I'm literally like trying to reason with him, but also trying processing like what's actually happening and also being turned on at the same time, but trying to figure this out. And I'm there like, wait, you know, like not making like horny home invasion noises, like, oh my God, stop, who are you? I'm very much like, hold on, dinner's on the hob, wait a second, I'm not sure about this. And he's reading this and he's like trying to process as well and trying to figure it out. So throws me on the bed and I get like a little bit of fingering, and then he clocks and he's like, oh, you're actually not ready for this. And we just have this sort of like really kind of awkward moment of like, what the fuck has just happened? Oh God, we both got the wrong end of the stick here and wires were crossed.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that was complicated and also just a bit like, it threw us both off massively. We were both like so
How
ready
did you
for it.
Feel?
Like so many different emotions, a mix between like confusion and like, I should be enjoying this, but I'm not enjoying this. I'm not prepared. Also like embarrassment of, I should have communicated better. And how do we get our wires crossed? And also like, what's my safe word was trying to like go through my head. Like, what's my safe word? I can't remember my safe word because I'm so like in shock right now.
Pineapple.
Yeah. Yeah. Pineapple. So red pineapple, pineapple red. So yeah. And then we proceeded to just like chill and have a moment to like reset and talk about it and then proceeded to have dinner. And he obviously felt really like shocked and guilty and like, oh my God, I fucked up. And,
oh, and, no. And
so yeah, it was this whole miscommunication. There's been a lot of BDSM miscommunications going on recently.
Yeah. I mean, You guys need to communicate in a way that isn't emojis.
Yes, exactly, exactly. I just meant as like, you know, like, oh, naughty devil fate, like you got my keys now. Yeah. But no, obviously that was fucking go time. And we haven't yet since been able to have a successful, well, I mean, we haven't tried again, like no wonder, it's fucking terrifying, home invasion situation. Apart from, you know, role play while we're fucking, that's been really hot.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that was what went down.
Okay, so really excited. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew.
And if you don't know what Blue Chew is, wow, that's a little pop-in pill that you actually can chew. As we found out, that's delicious.
A chewable
pop-in blue pill that helps you, you know, get yourself hard when you need to.
Yeah, so perfect for erectile dysfunction or when you're entering into a threesome and you just feel a little bit nervous and you can't get it up. Because, you know, these things do happen.
Some of my past sexual experiences have also used these pills. And yeah, it was a really fun experience for all involved.
So Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same ingredients as Viagra and other blue pills, but it is chewable.
It's a really simple process. You sign up to their website and speak to one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you get a prescription in days and it can get posted to you to your door.
Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it.
And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code CURIOUS at the checkout. Just pay $5 shipping.
That's bluechew.com, promo code CURIOUS to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information.
And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
My update isn't a sex fail, it's a sex success story.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, is this leading on from the other episode?
Yes.
Yeah, give it to me, I want to know.
So I think I sent read a voice note afterwards after what happened,
my God,
just being
yes.
like, I am now a lesbian.
Yes, I'm full lesbian. I have won the lesbian game.
So basically, I had my first like proper girl on girl sexual experience with my new partner, Annie. And it was one of the most amazing things that I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, that's so beautiful.
So, like, it's something that I've been wanting to do for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. And we're both exactly in the same situation where we are bisexuals who have never, like, properly explored our relationships with women. So that was really cool that we were kind of both going into it with this, like, I don't really know what I'm doing, but I fucking really want to do it. And I feel so passionate about it that I'm just going to go for it with this like confidence. And it was the day after Valentine's Day and I met her in an Airbnb in LA. We went out for pizza. Beautiful. And then we went back to her bed basically and just got naked and cuddled and giggled a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something that I've learned about women's sex is fucking giggle a hell of a fucking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so passionate and oh my God, the female body is amazing.
Yeah, fuck.
Like, fucking yeah. Incredible. I feel like I've unlocked a lot in my head from just that one time. I feel like
that's amazing.
I feel like my bisexuality is like legitimate now, which is like a yeah. really cool feeling. And the fact that I went down, well, she went down on me, and it was just so fucking hot to have a woman like moaning going down on you. And delicious. I came so easily, like wasn't in my head like at all. And then we kind of like, you know, a bit of frottage, and then I went down on her and I made her come also. I was like, this is the first time I'm like properly going down on someone and I made them come. I felt very, very good with myself about that.
Yeah, you fucking deserve it.
My mouth was fucking salivating. Like, it was just so wet and juicy. And I was just, you know, I was trying to rack my brain for everything that we've ever taught the curious fuckers. And nothing was, like, sticking because I was just so in the moment of, like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm fucking passionate about it. And that's all that matters.
Oh, that's all you need.
I mean, like, I was just making out with her fucking pussy. That was what was going on.
That sounds so good. I also think it's a very valid point you bring up about legitimizing your bisexuality and making it clear that if you physically haven't been with somebody of the same gender, that doesn't mean to say you are not bi, you are not pan, you are not...
Yeah.
Not yeah. straight, but there is so much bi imposter syndrome that happens that it's like when you finally get that moment, it can make you feel like yes, this is real. It shouldn't, but it does.
Yeah. Well, I felt like I was losing a second virginity, you know?
Oh, wow. Okay, that's amazing. Because
it's just like, this is something that I've never really done before. And I felt so good the next day. And we had morning sex also. So it was like evening sex. And I woke up so fucking horny. Because I was just like, delicious. I just had sex with a woman and she's still in bed next to me. And now we're cuddling. Now we're spooning. And now we're going to fuck again. And it was really, really cool.
That's so beautiful, Florence. I'm so happy for you.
I know. I'm so happy.
Getting your fucking... shit fed right now.
Queer as fuck.
Queer and fucking poly. What is going on?
I don't know.
Who are you, Florence? What has California done to you? Fuck.
I'm finding myself, man.
Yeah, you've been finding yourself, girl. You fucking, again, you deserve it.
I honestly just feel so fucking gassed and happy and can't wait to just have so much more sex with her.
So much
to explore, so much.
Yay. Go sex and enjoyment and feelings.
But anyway, let's move on to the curious fuckers threesome fail stories, because need to know.
I can't wait. I'm very excited for this. I need some good fails.
Let's start with this fuck off story. So I answered a fuck and go advert on a site a good few years ago for a lunchtime meet. The couple were quite a bit younger than me, but I thought, why not? My first MMF. Knocking on the door, this skanky tracksuit clad guy, complete with fake Burberry baseball cap, opened the door and beckoned me in. Gingerly, stepping over all of the crap, I navigated my way to the lounge, in quotation marks. She's there, but won't look at me, clearly very nervous and not really up for this. She's also looking equally stylish in her velour trackie, and she kissed her chap and asked him what to do. He told her to pull her pants down and to suck his cock. She dropped his shell suit and sat on the sofa, cock in hand. She pulled her tracksuit down and bent over and started to suck him. I was presented with this classy view of a naked ass, dropped kecks and hesitant lady. Suffice to say, little Timmy was not up for this. I mumbled some nonsense, apologising, and left sharpish. Needless to say, I have, nor will, never do something like that again.
Oh, that's such a shame. I feel like that's a porno that I have watched several times.
This is what I was thinking. I was like, this sounds like a porn beginning.
It literally sounds like I've definitely filmed pornos that are very much this style.
I mean, those kind of Craigslist meets, what are you expecting? Always going to be like a little bit weird, and they're going to be this like weird out of this world experience.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit of a grotty way.
We've heard some weird shit before, haven't we? Like, you put out a fucking personal ad. That is just the way it is. I don't think that should stop you from doing or entering a situation like this again. Especially if you're a dude, there is a bigger element of safety there. But
yeah, very interesting.
You could have had an amazing experience.
But also, if you go to like a threesome and you've met them offline and you turn up and they're not like what you expected, and you're like, huh, this actually isn't my vibe, you are very welcome to leave.
Absolutely, yeah. Especially if like your cock's not playing ball. You are very welcome to just be like, hey, thanks for everything. I'm actually going to go. I'm not feeling this, you know?
Yeah.
It's okay to do that. Not sure about the excuse part, but, you know, people handle situations differently, don't they? Also, I'm not that sure how I feel about this lady clearly being really hesitant to do this.
Yeah.
Like, that would not turn me on at all.
No,
that would
I mean,
be
I don't.
A cause for consent.
Yeah, I really do think that he was valid in leaving that situation.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, very much. I mean, what a shame is in, like, that he'll never do something like that again. I mean, never say no.
Yes, this is true. Just because you've had one bad experience doesn't mean that you're not going to have a good experience in the future.
Yeah.
So that kind of leads us on to, just before we get into some of your other stories, talking about, how do we do a threesome and group sex in a successful way? What should we be looking for?
Well, like the enthusiastic consent by everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone. Even the towel guy, you know, like everyone.
Yeah. Even the towel guy. This is so true.
Mm-hmm.
And also just having like a really clear understanding of what you want to happen for the threesome. Like, are there particular like rules or roles for everyone? Is there any like particular thing that you want to happen or you don't want to happen? I think a lot of people that go into threesomes go in with a partner, and sometimes they're like, everything but kissing. You know,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. So you just need to make sure you're laying out the foundation of what is going to happen before it starts happening, so that there are no surprises.
What are your do's and don'ts? And what are your, like, or discuss your fantasy in the situation. If you have the opportunity, you know, like, my fantasy is to literally be spit roasted. I want to be fucked and suck a cock at the same time by two cocks.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Wild thing kiss in the middle.
That would be very cute.
My dream. That would be my
That's an Eiffel Tower, isn't it? That's what it's called.
I thought an Eiffel Tower is when they like high five. But maybe it is kissing.
Interesting.
I want all of those. All of
when
the
they high five.
Yes.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Nice one. Fucking
look at what we're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, is that not like one of the best, I don't know, compliment? Like, two bros are fucking you and high-fiving at the same time. They're like, well chuffed.
Definitely depends on the situation.
Yeah. I mean, I'm also thinking about this in like the jock roleplay scenario and getting off on it. So, you know, not
That's
always.
That's exactly where my mind goes as well. It's like two frat boys.
Like, what are you fucking doing, man?
Literally.
I want it. Give me it, please.
That's my worst nightmare. I would not want that.
I want it so badly. But I love how different people are. That's so nice.
Yeah,
it's
so nice.
Different fantasies. Something for everyone, you know?
Yeah. Something for everyone.
Oh, yes. We've also got making sure that it's a good threesome or group sex experience is respect and trust between all parties. Even if you meet each other for the first time that day, you still got to get a good gut feeling about them, you know?
Yes, 100%. Sex is one of the most vulnerable things that you can ever do, especially when you're with people that might be new or, you know, any other partners that you're bringing into play. You need to make sure that you definitely have trust. But respect is a really, really big one as well. And I think we don't think about it enough when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
And that's something that's come up for me a lot with this new situation, because I respect women way more than I respect men.
Interesting. Yeah, I think I'm the same.
Yeah.
And that must be so many different reasons, but probably being on the receiving end of being disrespected by men.
Exactly. So many times.
Yeah.
So many times. I mean, I feel like I spent the whole of the last year being disrespected by men.
Yeah.
So now this year I'm like, none of that.
And it's also not fair. It's not fair that we should respect men, respect women more than we respect men. That is not equality. That is not feminism. So it's something that we do need to work on.
Yeah.
But it's so hard to get yourself out of that thought process when it's been ingrained in us for so many years, for like 30 plus years of our lives.
If you want women to respect you as a man, and I respect Mr. Cowboy so much, you have to prove yourself that you are a respectable man.
Yeah.
Like, you have to show that you are giving and caring and nurturing, and that you are not using someone. Mm-hmm. Like, there are ways that you can earn that respect. And I think maybe that's more of where this comes from, where it's like, women get our respect pretty much from the
straight
get-go. Because we're
time,
like, we know you, we're like equals in this. And there's just a lot of respect for the female body because we know what we all go through. But yeah, I feel like men need to earn women's respect because there has been such distrust and such abuse towards women throughout the years, you know, like this is like, maybe this is ancestral trauma speaking, where it's like, we know how much we have been used and abused and disrespected by men for generations and generations and generations.
Yeah.
So now men have to show up and show us why we should trust them and respect them.
Yeah. I mean, it's obvious, even in just the turning up to a threesome situation off a fucking advert, a personal ad, it is different if you're a woman turning up to a house with two other people compared to if you're a man turning up to a house with two other people. There are so many, you know, it's fucking runs deep, this shit, bro.
It really, really does.
Yeah.
Reed, do you have any top tips for your first time in a threesome?
Open communication. Communication is an obvious one, but I do direct a lot more of my communication towards the female if I'm in a male, female, female threesome situation, especially if I'm coming in as a single person and they're a couple. I don't know if that's what you're supposed to do, but that's how I feel that I can be more careful, because, you know, I want to respect their relationship and I want to make them feel like I am, you know, I'm respecting of their relationship. It's also, if you are the one in the relationship, then having great care for both your partner and the person coming in as a single and making it very clear to them, like, what this is. Like, we are in a relationship. This is who we are. You are somebody that we are having sex with. It might move forward, but it also might not, because we are an established couple already. What are you happy doing? Being very honest with yourself, not holding back because you're worried that it's going to offend somebody. So even just saying, like, hey, is it okay if you guys don't kiss? Like, sure, I'd love to see you fuck. That's hot. But like, kissing is just a bit too much for me. And not holding back your fears and resentment or frustrations with the situation.
Constant communication. Mm-hmm. Constant. Like, any feelings that come up, just express them. Like, you shouldn't be afraid of what someone's going to say about your feelings. And that's something that I'm learning. If someone reacts really negatively to the way that you're feeling, then they shouldn't be having sex with you.
Yeah, in that situation, yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay to do a little bit of hand-holding because for some people a threesome is a lot and it can can really, like, bring up a lot of insecurities, but there's only so much hand-holding you can do, you know, like having a chat with them and then feeling uncomfortable or jealous, you know, receive that. Be like, thank you so much for telling me. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I would also recommend if it's like a first time situation, like hanging out outside of the sexual threesome.
Yeah.
And just like really getting to know each other and like talking about boundaries and like things like that beforehand when there's no sex involved. I just feel like that's good practice and also just builds that trust and respect before the threesome actually happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, like getting out toys, being very open about using toys in the situation. Not just for women, you know, not just grabbing the strap on or the wand, but like also being like, dude, do you want some toys? Like, let's have a play. You and a butt stuff, let's go.
Reed, what was your first threesome?
Oh my God, first threesome. I think that was maybe when I was like 19, and it was like a New Year's, and it was with my boyfriend at the time, and then one of the girls that I had fall in love, one of the girls that I'd first ever been in love with, and we all went out one night and we all came back and we all just like, yeah, did a lot, like we did everything but penetrative sex with everyone. And yeah, it was just like a really fun, cute, magical experience. I did not sleep a wink that night though, you know, when you're lying in bed with three people and you're just like,
oh
just like awake.
That's exactly what my first threesome was like as well. Like the night after, when we were all trying to sleep in just a double bed.
Yeah. Oh my God. No.
So uncomfortable. So uncomfortable. Same. I did not sleep at all.
Yeah, I cannot be the middle person either, and I felt I needed to because it was like my friend and my boyfriend, so it was like the comfortable partition. But no, I fucking hate being in the middle. I am not that middle person.
Yeah, I don't think I was in the middle. I think the guy I was seeing was in the middle of my situation.
Yeah.
And our threesome was with a girl that he had previously had sex with before.
I think that's a good bit of advice. The sleeping arrangement. Talk about the sleeping arrangement.
Yes.
Because it's late. I mean, I'm very vocal. Like, I used to let everyone sleep in the same bed, but then would all get terrible night's sleep. So now I'm vocal that, hey, is it okay if I go and stay in my bed with my boyfriend, with my partner? And would you like to sleep on the sofa? Can we get you a cab home? How do you feel about that? You know, do you need cuddles in the morning? Like, because...
Yeah,
I just, the sleep part is so important afterwards.
Yeah. That threesome that I had, that was my first time, was a bit of a weird experience. Like, I wasn't super attracted to the woman, and I just felt like she was very straight.
Maybe.
I think maybe that's why there was like this bit. And also, I wasn't really that comfortable in my own sexuality at that point either. So there was this kind of like, oh, like, should we be doing this? And like, she was on her period, so there was no like going down on her or and then she wouldn't go down on me either, so I just felt like I don't know, it was like, it was fine but it wasn't amazing. It was just like, it was an okay sexual experience, but it wasn't like something that I'd be like, yeah, fuck yeah, threesomes, they're fucking amazing.
Well, I mean, we should normalize that, right? Threesomes are hard to get right, you know? Fucking somebody for the first time is tricky anyway, let alone when there's two other people involved. There is a lot to think about, and it's really hard to actually focus in on your own pleasure because you've got two other people to either perform for or like try for. And threesomes aren't always something, like, I think it's just really hard to come during a threesome. And I think especially the women focus on a man coming. And so a lot of the time the man comes, but the women don't really do that. I think it's really hard to get it where all three of you come just because there's just a lot going on. It's very okay for you not to have an orgasm during a threesome situation. It's not about the orgasm. It's just about like doing it all together in the experience. Don't go in with coming as the goal.
No, not at all. But I don't feel like we should never go into sex with coming being the goal.
Oh man,
that should never be the goal.
But I struggle with that every day.
Really?
Every time.
I mean, coming's just a great bonus. I do come quite a lot though, so I can't really talk. So
I was gonna say
I've come in like every single sexual situation that I've had this year.
Yeah, nice.
That's down to good partners though.
Yeah, and also taking your pleasure as your responsibility. Actually asking for what you need and asking for what you want.
My magic wand, you know? Yeah, like that's why I've had loads of orgasms this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, I wouldn't be coming without it. There's just no way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not doing some manual wang into the dead of night. No, I'm coming with that wand.
Shall we read another curious fucker's story?
Yes, yes. Let's go. Okay. This curious fucker has written, I was relatively young, 22, but with a partner who was very open. So we had threesomes, foursomes before, which were generally good. Ended up having an MMFF foursome with a couple who we were casually dating. She had been coming on to me really strongly beforehand, so it seemed like it would work. After getting down to things, she started backing off. I checked in and she said she was all fine, but body language said otherwise, so I backed off and we sort of swapped partners. Then she ironically confessed her love for my partner. We stopped pretty sharpish after that. It made me feel awful.
My God!
That was a real spanner. I did not expect it to go that way.
I was not expecting that.
Made me feel awful as I played at the time, and although confident that I was bi, I hadn't had much experience with a woman at that time. Turns out she really did have feelings for my partner and kept pursuing him after. Oh no.
A threesome is not a way of getting into
somebody's boyfriend. Yeah.
Whoa.
Even I just think, you know, like feelings like that need to be off limits when it comes to sex, unless you already know you're on the same fucking page. But you hear it time and time again when it's like in the middle of fucking, they say, I love you. And it doesn't go down that well. It's such a like a...
Oh my God.
The risk. Fuck. Also, wow. It's somebody else's partner to come clean in that moment and to say, fuck me, that is so complicated.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Do you have a threesome group sex fail?
So the main fail that comes to mind, I'm sure there's been other little fails, is with my ex where we ended up getting with this girl who he matched with on field. And they had like chats and everything. And we were going to meet up with her, but then we didn't. And I think there was more chatting and we went for a drink with them. It was very much like a drink fuck situation. And I just felt like when we got back, she just sort of like switched off from me and focused a lot of her attention on my partner. And I felt like I couldn't get in there. And I do remember at one point where I was like, hey guys, like you can carry on. I'm not really feeling this. And I went to go have a sit down. And sort of like had a little adjustment of like, what's going on there? Is this just a jealousy or weird feeling that I'm getting from myself? Or is there actually a situation going on here? And then, yeah, like I think the sex started up again and we carried on playing and then she went home. And after we discussed, my ex and I, he was like, yeah, I really got that feeling. And I was like, okay, all right, validated. It wasn't just me thinking that or feeling that. And, you know, that is a part of the threesome situation. I just maybe wish I had spoken up more during the moment.
It is quite rare for a threesome to involve, like, equal attraction towards each other.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to be attracted to one person, let alone two at the same time that also are attracted to each other the same and all wanna fuck. That's why my throuple like completely blows my mind every day. Cause I'm like, how are we all attracted to each other in the same way?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's like a magical arrangement. I did just remember that my foursome fail, my biggest foursome fail was when I went with my ex to Hedonism, the big swingers resort in Jamaica, and we fucked, all four of us fucked in a hot tub, and I ended up being like, I got like all of the UTIs, all of the fucking infections, and I ended up coming back home and getting pelvic inflammatory disease because we fucked in the hot tub. And I had to have like a penicillin shot in my ass and be on like 2 weeks worth of two different antibiotics because of, like, yeah, just being a massive whore. So
that is a really good fail story, even though that was horrible for you.
God, it was not good as well. I had a panic attack as well before that fucking shot in my ass because for some reason I was like, I'm like, oh, I don't know. It just all went down. It all fucking went down.
Fuck.
Worth it, I think.
So the Curious Fuckers have sent in some of their biggest threesome fails. Let's read some of them out.
Oh my God. Okay. My first threesome with a couple, I elbowed the girl on the eye with a cry emoji.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus.
Ow. I hate clumsy sex things. I mean, they always happen and it's like so normal. Especially when there's more limbs than just two people. Those things do happen. During group sex, another woman had a panic attack because she was being pounded hard. Killed the mood, to say the least.
Fuck me.
That's horrible.
Oh, Jesus. Honestly, like, that anxiety during sex, bro. Like, we need to get some fucking therapy and find out the shit that stops you from panicking. It's honestly a lifesaver.
Oh,
so glad I'm not in there anymore. Fuck me. But yeah, it happens. It happens. Panic attacks and sex happens. I've definitely had panic attacks with sex before.
Yeah.
Our third couldn't maintain his erection. It got a bit awkward. Oh, that's a classic. That fucking happens. Yeah.
That happens a lot. Because it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure to keep an erection up.
On top of which, if you're two dudes with two dicks, like, there is always going to be that, is their dick better or bigger than mine? And then that can that can set it up and freak you both out. And it's just, if that happens, if you ever lose wood during a threesome situation or even a sex situation, just say like, hey, like, I've lost it a little bit. Is it okay if we have a timeout? That's the best thing you can possibly do. And just, like, have a moment. And then if you're feeling up to it, like, play again. But give yourself some time. Or also, just be like, okay, can we call it tonight?
Yeah, it's okay to play when someone's soft. Also, if they're still feeling the mood.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it is so good. Like, and also explaining if you see a soft dick in front of you, like, I fucking love soft dick. I love soft dick in my mouth, in my hands. I feel like soft dick feels so fucking good. And it's all about, like, no, like, I'm not doing this to get you hard. I'm doing it because I'm enjoying it. Like, chill, it's all good. Like, we can have sex without the dick, you know? Like, there are toys, there are fingers, there are mouths.
Mm. Okay, the next one is, my partner said yes to the sex, but got too jealous and territorial over me during.
Oh, no. Oh, during. What does that even look like?
Like, I don't know, like, trying to steal him away or...
trying to push him to the side.
Why am I gendering this? It actually might be the opposite way around.
You know what? You're so right.
That was a bad...
I instantly thought of a dude as well. You're so right.
Yeah.
It could have been a female. Could have been a they.
It could have been anyone. It could have been fucking anyone.
Yeah. Fucking anyone.
We've got to learn.
Had a threesome with my best friend and boyfriend. Found out months later they'd been fucking behind my back. No.
That's so bad.
Oh no, that hurts me so deep inside. Why?
I don't understand when best friends fuck people's boyfriends. No.
Just, it's off limits. It is off fucking limits. Like, oh, Jesus.
How could you do that to your best friend? That's what I'm wondering. How?
Or partner, the person that you're fucking with.
Also that.
Jesus.
Fuck, that's bad.
Just a friend. Like, I swear to God, even if they say sometimes, like, oh yeah, it's cool, like, you need to check in and triple check in and double check in that it's fucking fine.
I just don't understand how people cheat. Like, I honestly, it doesn't make sense to me. I'm like, this just doesn't, it doesn't jam.
I honestly think that, like, the non-cheating thing and the, like, not understanding has got to be a spectrum thing. It's like, it's got to be black and white. You just don't cheat.
Yeah.
But it's not that black and white. There is a lot of reasons why people cheat. Yeah. A lot of deep, deep reasons that people need to go to therapy for. Cheating does happen, but fuck me, it's very complicated. We do not condone cheating, everybody.
Mm-mm.
Go and speak to somebody.
It's just also not safe for your partner if you're having sex with other people, especially if it's not with protection. The next one and last one is, my boyfriend came during foreplay. His mate awkwardly left without me or him coming.
What? Wait, what? I'm struggling to understand. My boyfriend came during foreplay and his mate awkwardly left without me or him coming.
Oh, so his mate didn't come either, but like left during the threesome.
Oh, I mean, hot that he came during foreplay. That's kind of cool. It means the foreplay was like fucking hot.
Of course, like imagine being in a threesome and it's just too hot not to come, you know?
Yeah, but like, bro, like maybe the cum shot was just like too much for him and it really brought him back.
I'm just like trying to imagine this person like creeping out like, da 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 da.
Yeah, like,
okay, bye.
Okay, well, this wasn't meant for me. I'm off now. Like,
oh, you've come. Well, that's the end of that.
Yeah, shit. Bro.
And to end with something wholesome, do you want to read this out, Reed?
No. You've got it, Florence.
My boyfriend and I started our relationship as ENM. That's ethical non-monogamy. So we've had some great experiences with other couples playing together. Our most recent encounter was completely different. And whilst we got on with the other couple as good friends, the guys both lost their erections and both me and the other woman lost our O's as well. It was so strange for us, and nothing like that happened to us before. Just goes to show that things don't always work out the way that you think they will. What was cool was that there was no pressure and we all made that very clear. So we all ended up drinking tea, sharing stories for the rest of the night. It was cute as fuck.
Aww.
That's how it works.
That's how it's done,
That's
people.
That's how it's done.
Yes. Yeah, the no pressure thing is honestly everything. And then just managing to have a cute night instead anyway, just like, it just makes it so much better.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's so nice. Good on you. That sounds like a very mature experience.
That's like the best tip, I think, really, to end on, is to not put any pressure on the threesome having to actually go anywhere, because the idea and the fantasy is always so hot. But in reality, things just might not work out, and that is totally okay as well.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I love that so much. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this episode, Curious Fuckers. We've been loving your stories. And of course, if you have a fuck-off story or any kind of sex-related story you want to share with us, please send it to our email address at love@comecurious.co.uk or slip it into our Instagram DMs.
Yeah.
At comecurious. You can keep up to date with all of our shenanigans on the Come Curious Instagram page and, of course, our personal accounts, Reed Amber X and Florence Bark.
And if you loved this episode, please remember to give us a rating and a review, because it helps get this podcast into more people's ears. And I will say this at the end of every single podcast until you do this. And also remember to support us on Patreon, because it's hard being out here talking about sex. We are being constantly censored and all of that shit. So yeah, your donations and anything that you can give to keep the podcast alive is very, very valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, we'll see you next Thursday. Oh, and if you want to look at our OnlyFans, then it's just Reed Amber X and Florence Curious, baby.
Oh, yeah, baby. Goodbye.
Goodbye.